This is the brief on LTG-001, a promising new non-opioid treatment for acute pain. Researchers recently tested LTG-001, which blocks NaV1.8, a specific sodium channel in the peripheral nervous system responsible for pain signaling, to see if it can replace highly addictive opioids for patients recovering from surgery. Think of it as setting up a targeted roadblock on the body's specific pain highway, rather than dropping a heavy, foggy blanket over the entire brain the way traditional opioids do. First, in a 48-hour trial of 343 patients recovering from abdominoplasty, basically just a tummy tuck, high-dose LTG-001 yielded a significantly greater pain reduction score than the placebo and numerically outperformed a standard hydrocodone-acetaminophen opioid mix. The roadblock clearly stops the pain, but does it actually stop patients from reaching for the heavy stuff when they are hurting? Second, it absolutely does. The high-dose LTG-001 group significantly reduced their backup opioid medication. Opioid consumption was almost cut in half compared to the placebo, 11.00 mme versus 18.35 mme. Plus, a massive 52% of the high-dose group needed zero rescue opioids at all, compared to just 22% on the placebo. Keeping over half of surgery patients entirely off opioids is a game-changer, but what's the catch to messing with these nerve channels? Finally, it isn't perfectly side effect free. High dose patients saw a slight bump in pyrexia or fever at 7% versus 2% for the placebo, and presyncope, feeling faint or woozy, at 6% versus 1%. But it's a highly favorable medical trade off. We're essentially trading the severe addiction and respiratory risks of opioids for a single digit chance of feeling a little woozy or feverish. Ultimately, high-dose LTG-001 shows serious promise as an effective, non-opioid weapon against acute post-surgical pain, provided those minor side effects remain manageable.